I'd like you to take the Word of God, please, and turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, as we stand to our feet in honor of God's Word. We'll read the first five verses and look at these tonight. Very familiar portion of Scripture. Something that's such a blessing to us. And the Bible says, as David's writing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Then I want you to notice the very last verse. "Bless the Lord, all His works, and all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." And this is one of those psalms, they call it an envelope psalm, because it begins and it ends the same way. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And I want to preach on that tonight. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Let's pray together. Father, we love You, and we know You love us. Thank You so much for loving us. We thank You for Your precious Word. We thank You for how our hearts have been blessed tonight by all the wonderful music, congregational, choir, specials, orchestra. Now as we come to the preaching of the Word of God, I pray that You'd fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that as I preach, I'll preach with that unction, that special anointing that only comes from Thee. And I pray for the next few moments that we have together, I pray that You'd be well pleased with all that's done. May our hearts be lifted up to recognize Thee in a way greater than we've seen before. And Lord, may we be stirred to serve You in a way, Lord, unlike ever before. Lord, may You do the work that needs to be done in this place, and may we be receptive to what You want to do in our lives. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. The Bible says, as David's writing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Tonight when we think about this, we think about how the Lord deserves our praise. He deserves us to be blessing Him and blessing His name. I remember growing up, I was around a singing group all the time. They were the McLaughlins. I don't know, many of you may have heard of the McLaughlins. I know them well. They were friends of our family, but they sang nationwide. A group that traveled, and they sang in a lot of different places. And they were part of State Line Baptist Church, which y'all have probably heard of that. Some of y'all heard of Tony Gonzalez, was their pastor. Tony's preached here several times. But Brother Kit, he'd get excited when they'd start singing sometimes. And when he'd get excited, you know, he'd start, "Bless the Lord," you know. And when I was a kid, I thought, man alive, "Bless the Lord, that don't sound right. Bless the Lord." Then I began to realize that was his way of praising the Lord. And he was taking the Scripture and he was saying, "Bless the Lord." And when you come across this, this is something, we sing these verses. We quote these verses. We say them time and time and time again. But sometimes I think we go through life and all we're doing is we're seeing all the challenges and we're seeing all the heartache and all the difficulties, and we forget all the blessings that God has. And when we see the blessings that God has for our life, we will begin to bless the Lord with all that we have. And I'm going to give you five things tonight, five things given to us right here that'll help us to bless the Lord. First of all, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Bless the Lord, O my soul, and the first thing, and forget not all His benefits. You know, you go to look for a job, sometimes you ask a question like, "What's the package? What's the benefits? What do you get? Do I get insurance? And do I get overtime pay? How much vacation do I get? How much this? How much that?" But when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get everything that you'll ever need. And sometimes we're so busy focusing on all the things that we don't have or all the aggravations and all the difficulties that we forget what we do have. And boy, if we'll take inventory, we'll not forget all of His benefits. We'll forget not all the benefits, and we'll begin to see how that we deserved hell, but we're going to have heaven.
We'll begin to see how that we were empty, but He filled us. We'll begin to see how that we were lost, but He found us. We'll begin to understand how we were blind, but He made us to see. How we were deaf, but He made us to hear. How we were lame, but He made us to walk. All because of His grace and all because of His mercy. Dear friends, tonight we need to not forget all the benefits that comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But not only are we to forget not all of His benefits, I want you to see, secondly, why we should bless the Lord. Because He forgiveth all thine iniquities. Now that's pretty special. That word iniquity here does not mean your mistakes in life. That's talking about all of your sins. That's talking about everything. The Bible teaches us that we ought to bless the Lord tonight because He has forgiven us all of our iniquities. Do you realize when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, all of our sins were put under the blood of Calvary's Lamb? There's an adversary. He's our accuser. The book of the Revelation calls Him the accuser of the brethren. Sadly, He doesn't go and accuse us of wrongdoings. When He goes before the Lord and He accuses us, of what we've done. See, He doesn't have to make up things about us. He accuses us of saying, did you realize what He said here? And we said it. Do you realize? You know, they didn't talk to this person about the Lord and you put that person in their way. He's always accusing us, rightfully so, because we're guilty. You know, you understand what the Bible is saying here, though, is that while we have an accuser and he's always, you know, he knows when we say something. You know, I hear people say all the time, the devil doesn't know what we're thinking. I don't think he does know what we think, but we always reveal ourselves. And he sees all these things. And so he goes before the Lord and he accuses us. But as our adversary goes before the Lord and accuses us, I want you to remember what the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter number 2, where the Bible says, "My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." First of all, that verse is a blessing to me because the Bible teaches us when Jesus died for our sins, He didn't die just for those that trust Him. He died for all the world. Sadly, those that choose to reject the Lord Jesus Christ has had their sins paid for, but they're not receiving the payment. And so they're going to have to pay for their sins throughout all eternity. But for those of us that are saved, we have an advocate. We have an adversary. Don't ever forget, we have an adversary. And he's real. He's the devil. He is against us. His desire is to keep us from having the blessings of God. He knows he can't have our soul because when we trust Christ as our Savior. But what he'll do is he'll try to take away our blessings and he'll try to do all kinds of things and he puts things before us. But the blessed thing is when he goes and accuses us, rightfully, of our sins, the Son can look at the Father and say, "Paid for." Amen. It's under the blood. Amen. They've been washed and made clean. There's a little three-letter word in here, and that word is all. Amen. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. You see that word? Can I ask you something? Well, if you've trusted Jesus Christ and your sins have been forgiven, what sin has been left undone? They're all paid for. Amen. By the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I don't deserve what I have, but I have it anyway. I don't deserve to be able to stand before the Lord clean and whole, but I've been made clean by the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who cleanseth us from all iniquities, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. And it goes on and says, and healeth all thy diseases. This healing here is not talking about a physical healing. This is talking about a spiritual healing. That's what this is referring to. We were sick in sin. We had the cancer of sin. We had the leprosy of sin. It was all throughout our body. We were wicked and wretched and vile and undone and deserving of hell. But God in His mercy and in His grace saw fit to send His only begotten Son into the world to die on the cross for our sins. And when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, He forgives us of all of our iniquities and heals us of all of our diseases. And when we enter into heaven, He is going to be able to present us faultless before the throne. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He forgiveth all of our iniquities. Forget not all His benefits. He forgives all thine iniquities. And He frees us from destruction. The Bible says in verse number 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. I think of the song, Just an Old Rejected Relic on the Auction Block. They decided to throw me away. The song goes on and it says, but the Lord Jesus Christ took my place. He paid for my sins. And the chorus says, if you had known me before I knew Him, then you'd understand why I love Him. Do you understand tonight? That the Bible says that he has freed us from destruction. We were going to face eternal destruction. We were going to be given a body that would be able to live in hell. We would be eternally dying. We would be eternally in condemnation. We would be eternally being destroyed, yet ever living. Can you imagine that? Burning but never dying. Suffocating but never dying. Drowning but never dying. Being eaten and gnawed at with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and never dying. I'm talking about eternal destruction. But God in His grace freed us from all destruction. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, and we begin to see all of these benefits. They're great. So you go in. And the Lord begins to tell you, I want you and my family. You say, sir, what are the benefits? He says, I'll forgive all your iniquities. I'll free you from destruction. You know, you ought to sign up if you're not signed up tonight. This is what you get from trusting the Lord Jesus as Savior. Forget not all His benefits. Forgives all of our iniquities. Frees us from destruction. Then He favors His people. The Bible says in the last part of verse 4, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Isn't that amazing? He forgives us of all of our sins, all of our iniquities. That's not just our mistakes. That's all of our gross injustices. That's our lies. That's our evil thoughts. That's everything. Then He frees us from destruction. It's wonderful that we're forgiven, but then He frees us from destruction. You know what that means? That means we get to go to heaven. And then He favors us by showing us loving kindness and tender mercies. You know what that's talking about? That's saying, yes, our sins have been forgiven, but we still have a problem with sin in our life. While they've been washed, sin still has to be dealt with. And so what He does is, though we're still in sinful flesh and we still have a problem with sin, He shows us loving kindness and tender mercies. And by the way, sometimes that loving kindness and tender mercy is chastisement. You hear me say it all the time. I have two children. They're not children anymore. They're young adults, just about. They're there in between, you know, from being adults and children. And I love them so much. And there's been times we've had to have talks. There's been times I've had to be corrected, just like I was corrected growing up. And it was because I wanted to have mercy in their life that I corrected them. That's loving kindness. For whom the Lord loveth,
He chasteneth. And the Bible says if he doesn't chasten us, then the Bible clearly says that we're bastards and not sons. In other words, we don't have a heavenly Father. But he favors his people. Just like you favor your children, just like I favor my children. Look, I can fuss at my kids for certain things, but you stay off of them. They're mine. You understand that? You know? Look, if I see your kid getting ready to do something that's going to get hurt, I'm going to stop them. And it may be they're hollering, but it's not because I'm trying to parent or lord over them. It's just I don't want them to get hurt. But I'm not their parent. I don't love them the way you love your kids. I love all of the kids around here, but I don't love them the way a parent loves their kids. There's no way. Because I know there's nobody that can love my kids the way that Jody and I love my kids, except for the Lord. Well, that's what happens. This whole world is always trying to hurl things at us, but God favors his people. He shows favoritism to us. Isn't that pretty neat? You know? You know how little Johnny can never do wrong? Everybody else thinks he's mean as the devil, but mommy and daddy thinks they're little angels. Well, God loves us, and he favors us. And while everybody else may be seeing the wrong, God's always remembering the right. And the right is we've trusted him. He favors his people. Isn't that good? Bless the Lord. This is the quietest world we'll ever live in. We've taught people in a lot of places that it's wrong to say praise the Lord or hallelujah or lift a hand. But you just wait till you get to heaven. And God's going to say, why didn't you praise me while you had time? Now, I don't think it's a show. I think that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We worship him based upon the truth that's given. Worship's not always shouting, but it can be a little bit exciting, you know? And I believe we ought to bless the Lord with all that we have because he favors his people. And then finally tonight, I want you to see that we're to forget all his benefits. He forgives all thine iniquities. He frees us from destruction. He favors his people. And then he fills us with good things. It just gets better and better and better. Notice what the Bible says. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He fills us with good things. First of all, he forgives our sins. Then he frees us from destruction. Then he favors us, and then he just starts pouring the blessings on us. He fills us with good things. Notice there's two things in this verse that the Bible says he does. Number one, he satisfies. And dear friends, if you've ever met the Lord Jesus Christ and you've trusted him as your Savior, you're going to find out, and you would give a testimony, he satisfies. You may have looked all around the world. I know people that have looked down liquor bottles trying to find something to satisfy them. I know people that have looked up in all the wrong places looking for something. People that have turned to drugs. People that have turned to sex. People that have turned to music. People that have turned to all kinds of ungodly things looking for something. Then people that have turned to good works and good deeds. And they found out nothing fulfilled. Nothing filled that void. Nothing satisfied them. But when they met the Lord Jesus Christ, they were satisfied. He fills us with good things. Not only does he fill us with good things and we're satisfied, he fills us with good things and we're strengthened. The Bible says in verse number 5, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That word wait upon the Lord does not mean to sit down and twiddle our thumbs. That word wait is just like what you do in a restaurant when somebody waits on you. And that's what we're supposed to be doing with our life when we begin to see all the benefits that we have. In other words, when we begin to realize that when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, that and the benefits was that he forgave us our iniquities, that he freed us from destruction, that he fills us with good things, and in filling us with all these good things, we begin to understand that he satisfies us.
us, and as He satisfies us, He strengthens us. And the Bible says that He strengthens us and renews us like eagles. And the Bible says that we're to wait upon the Lord. In other words, we're to serve Him. And when we're serving the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's a lot of weak Christians today, and that's because we're waiting on self. It's all about what we want to do for our lives. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for that. But dear friends, if that's the case, then you're not going to have the strength that God wants you to have. Because He fills us with good things. He fills us by satisfying us and by strengthening us. And the way He strengthens us is that we wait upon Him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But aren't we seeing a lot of Christians that are fainting by the wayside? They're weary on the way. And they find an ever excuse in the world to not wait upon the Lord. But when we do, He'll strengthen us. He'll fill us with good things. We'll be free from destruction. We'll have all of our iniquities forgiven, and we'll begin to see that He does favor us. Bless the Lord. He's so good. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. When our life comes about, when it becomes about Him instead of about us, then, dear friends, we're going to enjoy the benefits that He has for us. The benefits are ours. It's just like people that get a job. I know people. I worked with people. And every year, you know, you worked at this company. You started out with 2 weeks vacation. Then after 4 years, you got 3 weeks vacation. After 9 years, you got 4 weeks vacation. After 19 years, you got 5 weeks vacation. After 30 years, you got 6 weeks vacation. It's the company I used to work for. And I knew guys that saved up all their vacation. They hoarded it up. Not me. Man alive, I took it, you know. One guy I'll never forget. One time he said, man, you take all your vacation every, I only got 2 weeks. Hadn't been there any time. And he'd been there long enough that he got 5 weeks every year. And he had saved it up. And at that time, you could carry over 8 weeks of vacation a year, you know. So he'd saved it up. He had 8 weeks of vacation that he was carrying over every year. And so he had to take five weeks of vacation. Well, the business, you know, started getting a little bit rough, just like everything else. The chemical company started struggling. And so they started making some different rules. And they said, you can only carry over 2 weeks vacation. And you don't get paid for what you don't take. And then he couldn't take all of his vacation that he had saved up because he had 13 weeks of vacation and other people had scheduled off and he couldn't be off at the same time. And he had all these benefits, but he didn't get to enjoy them. And that's what we do as Christians. We have all these benefits that God has for us, but sometimes we just don't get to enjoy them because we choose not to. God says they're there. They're available. What are your benefits? Well, first of all, realize your sins are forgiven. If you realize your sins are forgiven, you'll live in victory. And by the way, when you begin to realize just what He's done in forgiving your sins, you know what's going to happen? You'll have a desire to live a holy life. And then realize you've been freed from destruction. You want to talk about living the victorious Christian life. I don't even have to worry about hell. It don't even cross my mind. I'm not going there. Not because I'm so good, but because He's so good and He saved me. And then, I'm one of His favorites. Well, maybe that's not how that means. He favors me because I'm one of His. He shows me favoritism. In other words, sometimes, you know, we look and we think, boy, you know, it's like Asaph. You remember Asaph in Psalm 73 when he said, how come they got it all good? We got it all bad. He said, I looked and saw all the sinfulness and I saw all the things that were going on. And I began to get a little bit upset about it. And he said, I actually started to slide backwards. My feet started to slip. You know, it's like I was running in place. And then I really threw up my hands and said, have I done all this in vain? That's what Asaph said. And then he said, then I saw their end. And I realized my end was so much better than their end. And I realized that God was taking care of me. And if I'm going to live in this world's going to be against me. But God favors me, and He's always going to take care of me. And then He fills us. He just pours it on us. Bless the Lord. He fills me. He satisfies. Bless the Lord. I'm satisfied. I took a drink of water from a well that never runs dry. Amen. Satisfied. I ate of Him and I'll never hunger again. I'm satisfied. He filled it all. He fills the emptiness and the voids. And then He says, not only am I going to satisfy you, I'm going to strengthen you. Bless the Lord. You see what we have tonight? Don't forget His benefits. If you don't forget His benefits, you'll bless the Lord. Your life will not be about you. Your life will be about Him. And you'll find out that's all that matters is what you do for Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Father, we love You. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. I pray that it's touched our lives tonight. And I pray that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has worked in our midst and spoken to every person in this place tonight. Lord, if there be one here, I realize I've preached to believers, preached to Christians. But Lord, if there be one here that's never trusted Thee, I pray that this night they would trust Thee. They would realize Your love and Your grace. Lord, how that they could be freed, how they can be forgiven and freed and filled and favored. Lord, for those of us that are saved, Lord, help us to forget not all of Your benefits that You have for us. But Lord, help us to serve You and help us to obey You and help us to follow You. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Let's stand our feet tonight, heads bowed and eyes are closed.